In a black, star-sprinkled sky, we soar backward over Earth. Massive block letters of gold and silver orbit into view. The continents show the speckled, electrified glow of hundreds of cities. The Earth eclipses the sun, and a massive word hovers front and center. Universal, a Comcast company. A masked figure stands in the dark woods. Our view draws back through a creepy house, passing several disturbing scenes. An arm hangs out of an overflowing bathtub, and an axe sticks out of the floor. The house settles into a logo, BH. A flying robot shoots lasers at a tentacled monster attacking a city. The robot lands, and its laser creates the words, Atomic Monster. In underwater darkness, credits ripple into view. Universal Pictures, BH, and Atomic Monster present. Nighttime. A white, two-story suburban home reflects in gently rippling water. Words appear. Summer, 1992. Circular ripples form on the water as light flickers under the surface. A toy speedboat rises from beneath the water. It floats in the backyard pool of the quiet home. Inside, a girl sleeps in bed. She wears her long, dark hair in a pair of braids. Faint reflections of light ripple across her face and her eyes flutter open. She sits up, then slides her feet into a pair of white bunny slippers at the side of her bed. She approaches her window and looks out at the backyard. A round light shines under the water below the pool's diving board. The toy boat rides along the surface. Inside, the girl opens a door and peeks into a room.
Tommy. Tommy, are you awake?
She approaches a boy in a hospital bed.
I saw your missing boat outside.
He sleeps with a breathing tube in his nose.
Gonna get it for you.
She reaches out to touch him, then stops.
Mrs. Summers, are you sure I should go? I don't mind staying.
No, it's fine. You should go
home. The girl sneaks downstairs.
Check on the kids later.
Okay, Mrs. Summers. I'll see you tomorrow.
Dressed in her pajamas and bunny slippers, the girl heads into the backyard. She walks along the edge of the pool. A thin mist rolls over the water as she stops and looks around. She spots Tommy's boat underwater in the deep end.
There you are.
She carries the leaf skimmer over and sticks the net into the pool. She turns a knob on the pole and extends the length of the skimmer. Leaning forward, she reaches toward the sunken toy. She catches the toy with the net and begins moving it. She takes a small step forward. Her front foot slowly inches over the edge of the pool coping as she rolls the boat along the bottom. Something yanks the skimmer from below the water and the girl falls in. She sinks to the bottom, kicking off her bunny slippers. She looks up through the water at a figure who approaches the edge of the pool.
Rebecca! What are you doing?
She swims up toward the woman as she reaches out a hand. The rippling water distorts the woman's face. Rebecca breaks the surface.
Sorry, Mom.
She looks around and finds no one there.
Mom?
The pool light flickers as Rebecca treads water in the deep end. She turns and swims to the edge of the pool. As she starts to pull herself out, Tommy's boat bobs to the surface behind her. She glances back at it. She looks off, then pushes away from the edge and swims toward the boat. She She approaches the toy, but it floats just out of reach. Rebecca paddles after it, going farther across the deep end. She stretches out and snatches the toy. Something pulls her underwater. Faint mist rolls across the surface as the light flickers on and off. Rebecca emerges, flailing back and forth. Below, cloudy dark water churns above the drain. She disappears below the surface again, and the pool remains dark. The light flickers back on as one of the bunny slippers floats to the top of the water. In an overhead view, the toy boat lies at the bottom of the pool between the two pieces of the broken leaf skimmer. A title appears in red letters, Night Swim. On a rainy day, a bearded man sits in the passenger seat of a parked SUV.
1-1, foul ball at the first baseline.
He wears a pensive expression.
Brewers are 8-9 in extra inning games.
He shuts off the radio. Outside, a blonde woman waves to him. Ray blinks hard and rubs his eyes. Through his blurry view, a boy wearing a rain poncho approaches the car.
Dad! You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Give me a head start. I'll meet you inside.
Ray grabs a cane from the back seat. Inside, a bespectacled woman shows the family around a house.
This has got every single thing that you ask for. It has 24-hour emergency call service, right? Which is great. It's got single-level bedrooms. It's got all the bathrooms have handrails. And you're just minutes away from one of the best medical facilities in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
It's really kind of a perfect...
Ray stares out the window. The blonde woman approaches him.
Do you not like it? Are you looking for a place to throw the ball around? Is there any chance that you're going to bring that Waller swing here once you get better? Yeah. I'm sorry, I Google all my clients, and it's just not every day that I get a big league third baseman.
Yeah, no, I'm just focused on getting better now and spending some time at home and being with the family.
Well, you know, you can spend some of that baseball money right here. You can't put a price on peace of mind.
Yeah. Well, apparently here you can. It's $4,200.
You know what? In the kitchen. Come here, I want to show you. There's this accessible design, and I don't know who did it, but I think I want one myself. I'll tell you that.
You guys like it, or?
I might be in there.
Leaning on his red cane, Ray follows his family and the realtor into the next room. On a sunny day, the Waller family drives through a neighborhood. Ray's son, a boy with shoulder-length hair, sits in the back seat beside his teen sister. She stares down at her phone. His wife drives as Ray looks out the window. Kids ride bikes down the sidewalk. Some play in their yard under a sprinkler. Ray knits his brow. He watches a father play football with his sons.
Honey, stop.
They stop at a home with a for sale sign in the yard. Inside.
I would have shown you this place, but it didn't really meet your checklist. And this is not a rental, right?
Oh, I know. We were just curious.
Okay. Right, well, it's only one owner for the last couple decades, and, you know, it needs a little work, I think. But it's not going to be on the market very long at this price. Oh, and you're in a great school district with Harold Holt.
Well, that's where I start in the fall.
No, really? Oh, I'm a proud alum myself. Go Lake Trout. And what subject do you teach there?
Oh, no, I'm just in the admin office while I finish my degree online for special education.
Oh, good for you, good for you. Well, it's never too late to follow your dream.
The realtor heads into the next room.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Staying behind, Ray's wife goes to the window and looks outside. Ray stands in the backyard staring down at a tarp-covered pool. Mud and dead leaves litter the tarp.
There you are.
Hey, there's a pool.
She approaches, and he grins.
I used to be scared of pools.
She lifts a cricket out of the water.
My dad pushed me into one of the training tanks at Fort Benning when I was 3. Mm-hmm. Sink or swim? I guess I swam.
She sets the cricket on the ground.
We always wanted a pool. When we were kids, we used to go down the street, break into the KOA, go swimming. We used to pretend that we were the rich kids from the suburbs.
Hey, Mom, can we get lunch?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Can we get some food?
Come on, old man. Before we get too nostalgic.
Ray starts to follow his wife inside, but stops. He stares down at the pool. Spotting something, he turns. He lays his red cane down as he gets on his knees. He reaches for a weathered baseball sitting on the tarp. He falls onto the tarp and into the water. Flailing, he sinks below the surface. He gets tangled in the tarp and debris. In his imagination, he stands at home plate in a baseball stadium.
A third base makes his way down to the plate. What a story this has been, folks. After a year battling illness, Ray Waller is trying to do the impossible.
Ray grits his teeth as he sinks further into the grimy water.
Slider inside.
In his fantasy, he hits the ball and sends it flying. In the pool, he pushes the tarp aside and struggles to the surface. He breaches the water and swims to the edge of the pool. Still holding the baseball, he pulls himself out and lies on his side.
Dad! Mom, hurry! Dad fell in! Ray, what happened? Are you okay?
Dad? Yeah. What happened?
Mom, is he okay?
He sits up.
It's okay.
Mom, his kin.
Yep. Hi. Izzy, give me help me here.
Yep.
You got it?
The family helps him up and he grips the baseball in a shaking hand.
You got it?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yep. Okay.
A view from below looks up through the water as the family walks away. At a hospital, a curly-haired doctor meets with Ray and his wife.
How long has it been since your last episode?
Well, it wasn't really an episode, I don't think. It's like...
At spring training about 6 months ago.
My recommendation is to escalate the diagnosis to secondary progressive MS.
No, but the doctor said he was stabilizing and that it's about managing now.
It's better to have a more accurate diagnosis. Are you in PT?
No, I'm throwing the ball around in the front yard with the kids and like that.
We just got insurance through the score I'm working. Yeah.
Forget baseball. For now, we need to find a low-impact activity that you can do every day. Walking, yoga. Most therapists recommend swimming. Look, I know it feels like your whole world is turning upside down. It's going to take sacrifice from you both, but you can build a good life together. First, you have to let go of the old one. Use the wheelchair for the next few days while you regulate, and I will bring you back in next week.
Later, Ray's wife pushes him in a wheelchair down the hallway.
Honey, if we rent that town home, it'd be like living in a hospital.
He looks up at her.
I don't want to be the sick guy anymore.
You're sick, Ray. We need to deal with that head on.
I just don't want to define our whole life now.
They come to a stop.
What about that other house? The kids will love it with all that room. And with the swimming pool, we'll have water therapy in our own backyard.
They both grin as she playfully gives his shoulder a soft punch. She sits on a bench against the wall.
You know I want our own place. I'm tired of the kids changing schools, making new friends every time you get traded. I want us to put down roots, you know? I just need to know that you want that too.
I do. Eve.
Ray leans forward and holds her hands.
I want that too. I promise.
Eve smiles as he leans back.
Also, you know what else I was wondering about? Do you have that black bikini still?
Guy's in a hospital. This is what he's thinking.
She smacks his shoulder. At the new house, a moving truck pulls away. Using a power drill, Eve installs a railing on the staircase wall. A tabby cat crosses the house as Ray unpacks in the living room.
Hey, there you are, Cider. Come here, buddy. I'm ready for a new home. Isn't it awesome?
Eve drives the kids to school.
Okay. Luck. You got it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
What?
She hands Izzy a water bottle.
See you later, dipshit.
See you, barf bag.
On a sidewalk.
Think you're gonna go out this year?
Yeah.
dad says I'm about him, I go straight.
Eve crouches as she walks.
Actually, wait. Yeah?
I think you're hitting it right now.
They head into the administration office.
Here, wait, I got it.
At her desk, Eve unpacks a family photo as someone arrives with a gift basket. At her locker, a tall teen approaches Izzy.
Hey, how tall are you? Can you just put your arm up real quick?
She raises her arm.
Yeah, you have a great wingspan.
Thanks.
You should come on Friday.
Okay.
My name's Ronan.
Hey, Ronan hands her a flyer for the JV Christian Swim Club and leaves. Izzy inspects it, then glances at him down the hall. She smiles and tucks her long blonde hair behind her ear. In the backyard, Eve installs a pool ladder. Inside the empty pool, Izzy scrubs the tiles and Ray pulls leaves out of the drain.
Does it smell weird to you guys?
Nah, he's turning back into a dog. I have to take you back to the shelter where Mom and Dad found you.
What is with the Picks 106 playlist?
Bringing back the classics, babe.
I like it, Dad.
Hey, Al, I talked with your coach at orientation. He thought it might be good if I come and help with practice. And I thought it might be kind of fun, right?
Yeah, Dad. This is my year, right?
Yeah. It is.
I think I'm going out for the swim team.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's great, Iz. Hey, you're gonna be a natural. A trophy bat? That came alive the day you were born.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely launched one into the bay. Pop!
Splash.
It was the ninth inning, and I was at the plate, and I don't know what it was, just this sense of strength came over me. I knew it right then. My Izzy.
Ray pulls his hand from the drain. A wound in his right palm gushes blood.
Ah, God, I sliced it pretty good.
What happened? Oh, God.
Brown water flows up from the drain.
Oh, God.
Careful.
They back away as the dirty water rises.
Is that supposed to happen?
Later, they talk with a pool tech.
Is it safe?
No pool is absolutely safe, but you see that cap? That's a wellhead. I've never seen an actual spring-fed pool before in person, but you're tapped into groundwater. I'm talking aqua clue. That's some sub-level aquifer shit.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? I'm about to tell you what that means. That means natural filtration, geothermal heating, the whole shebang. Yeah, we'll give it a shock, but these spring pools are supposed to work miracles on your skin. This whole area had natural pools all around. Wellness centers, health spas.
That's great. Lucky us, huh?
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it, though?
Uh-huh.
I mean, we evolved out of the water, and some part of our reptilian brain knows we're not supposed to be there anymore, but I guess that's why we try to tame it so hard.
The tech leans on the diving board.
It's like trying to conquer death.
Are you okay?
He slips and catches himself.
Sorry. Butterfingers. What an idiot. All right, well, here's your invoice. I'll come back tomorrow. You should be set up by next week.
Okay. Great, thanks.
Hey, Gecko, let's wrap it up. Come on, let's boogie, baby.
Later, Ray reads the results of a pool test strip.
All right, we're good to go.
In bathing suits, Eve and the kids jump into the pool. Eve digs into a jar of coins sitting next to the pool and grabs a handful.
Ready? Yeah.
She tosses them into the water. Izzy and her brother Elliot dive to the bottom of the pool and collect the coins. They swim back to the top.
Come on, Dad. Throw some more.
Hold on. I just got to finish these exercises.
Are you watching this?
Just the water takes all the strain off my muscles. It's amazing.
Give me those muscles.
Eve swims to Ray and gently pushes him toward the pool coping. She treads water next to him, and they watch the kids swim in the deep end. Elliot pops up wearing goggles.
You know, this is, it's gonna sound crazy, but I think that maybe getting sick happened for a reason, you know?
I don't think I could have walked away healthy.
You'll always be a baseball player. But it's not all you were. It's not why I fell in love with you.
Really?
Yeah. Don't look back. Remember, this is all we need. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ray smiles wistfully. Eve swims around him and puts her arms over his shoulders.
You know, my kiss is magic.
Oh, really?
Yep. If we kiss, he'll be healed.
Wow. They kiss.
Ew, guys. You know we're here, right?
Okay.
Oh, I love you so much.
Ruined it. Done. Mm-hmm. Ruined them all. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to pass.
No, Dad. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Will we wait until we're gone?
Ray sets his hand against his forehead like a shark fin and goes underwater. He pops up next to Elliot. Nighttime. In the garage, Ray digs through cardboard boxes. He wears a bandage around his wounded hand. He tosses aside a sheet of bubble wrap protecting a framed trading card of himself. He turns the card over, studying it. He sets the card aside and unwraps a camcorder. He flips open the screen and plays a video of himself and the kids who appear several years younger. In the video, Eve and Izzy have a pillow fight while Ray scoops up his son and runs. In the dining room, Eve looks at a medical insurance document and listens to a lecture. She writes a check to Cheney Health, Inc. for $100.
Kids who are struggling with anxiety and in-class performance, they are inclined to interpret...
In the pool, Eve swims the breaststroke. She pops up for air. She rubs water out of her eyes and smooths her hair back. Cider the cat walks along the pool coping.
Hey, what's the matter? Huh? You don't want to swim? Huh?
Cider runs away.
Pussy.
In an underwater view, Eve swims freestyle. She stops at the edge of the pool, then turns and swims in the other direction. The pool light creates a pale blue glow in the water. A moving view bounces in and out of the pool as Eve takes breaths in between strokes. Eve spots Ray standing on the pool coping. She stops swimming and lurches back, startled.
Ray, you scared me.
She treads water. She glances around the backyard, finding no sign of her husband. The pool light flashes on and off. With the pool now dark, Eve swims to the steps and climbs out. The pool light comes back on. In Izzy's bedroom, Eve stands in the doorway and watches her daughter sleep. She closes the door. In Elliot's room, Eve approaches the sleeping boy. In an aquarium beside his bed, a small fish swims before the open jaws of a large plastic shark. Eve brushes her son's hair from his face and kisses his forehead. In her bedroom, Eve enters to find Ray sleeping.
His 27th home run this season, and the crowd is fully back in the game. We talk about how momentum can change with one swing of the bat, one pitch, one play.
She turns off the TV, then walks to the window and stares out at the pool.
You're all wet?
Were you outside a minute ago?
No. I think he just fell asleep.
I think we should put in a pool cover just to be safe. And we need to check out the lights.
Yeah, for sure. Is everything okay?
Yeah, go back to sleep.
Eve dries her hair with a towel. By the pool, Cider sits on the diving board as the light beneath flashes on and off. The speedboat toy floats up to the top of the pool. It motors around on the water. Cider arches his back and inches away. Cut to black. Daytime.
Mom! Dad! Come look!
Cider's collar floats in the water.
He probably fell in and got scared. He'll come back when he's hungry, huh?
We have to find him.
Yeah, we'll go look for him.
Later we'll find him.
It's okay, Ellie.
Ray approaches the pool as the others search the yard.
Cider!
Come here, Cider. Come on, Puss.
He bends down and reaches for the collar.
Cider!
He takes it out of the water. He holds it, then checks his bandage. In the laundry room, Ray sets Cider's collar on the dryer. He slowly unwraps the bandage from his right hand. He finds his palm completely healed. Lifting his gaze with an astonished expression, Ray watches his family through the window as they search for Cider. On the porch, Elliot sits with the collar and a can of tuna.
Cider! Want some food?
He sets down the open can.
Come on, Cider!
In the backyard, Ray and Elliot roll up the pool cover.
Come on, put your back into it. We gotta roll it up, make it tight, so then we roll it back out. It's all clean and nice. Keep cranking one turn at a time.
I'm trying.
Come on. Keep going. You strike out, you keep going. Isn't that right? Yep. Don't give up. That's the key. That's the only thing that matters. Let's go. Come on. Good job.
Even Izzy watched them.
Here we go. Come on.
Be nice to your brother right now. None of this has been easy on him.
Izzy lowers her gaze thoughtfully, then looks to her mother.
No, it hasn't been easy on you either.
No, baby, I'm fine. I don't know why you're worrying about me.
In an overhead view, Ray and Eve pull the cover over the pool. In a distorted underwater view, the cover slowly drapes across the pool. As its shadow slides over the water, Eve appears floating at the bottom of the pool. Night. In her bedroom, she wakes suddenly.
What is that?
She sits up and looks at the empty half of the bed beside her. Faint reflected light from the pool ripples across her. She walks to the window and looks out at Ray swimming laps in the pool. He swims effortlessly toward the bright light beneath a diving board on the deep end of the pool. He turns and swims back as light fog drifts from the pool's surface. Eve watches him with a look of concern. In the hospital, a nurse strikes a tuning fork and holds it to the back of Ray's hand. The nurse removes it as Ray opens and closes his fist. Later, Ray breathes through a tube. Now, he wears electrodes on the back of his head as another nurse takes notes. He runs on a treadmill. In the curly-haired doctor's office, he sits with Eve.
What is it?
The doctor looks up from her folder and shakes her head.
I've never seen such a dramatic improvement in such a short time. We need to do more tests, but it appears there are no new lesions and the white tissue is actually improving.
We started the new diet, like you said, and the water therapy and...
Twice a day. We have a pool.
Ray smiles blissfully. In the pool, he jumps in and swims freestyle to the other side. In the driveway, Elliot hops out of the car and follows Eve and Izzy to the front door.
Hey, Mom, I finished all my work in study hall. Can I go swimming?
Okay, but don't go alone. Ask your dad.
The boy enters the garage. Beside a bookcase of pictures and trophies, a television plays a video of Ray swinging a baseball bat in front of the backyard fence.
Dad?
I've been able to work out and rehab and been getting back at it for the last little while, and I've made a lot of
Elliot stops and watches the TV.
That I can show you, demonstrate my abilities still at a level that I'd be able to make an impact that I can't.
Hey, pal.
The video cuts out.
Can you help me out with something?
Yeah.
You throw in a 25.
Ray and Elliot load up a barbell on a weight bench. The camcorder stands nearby on a tripod.
What are you doing with the camera?
Helps me with my training.
Ray lies back on the bench. Elliot picks up the coin jar as Ray presses the barbell.
Can you dive for coins with me? Mom says I can't swim alone.
Sure.
Ray sets the barbell on the rack. He sits up. He stretches and looks at his son.
Yeah. Hand me one of those coins.
Elliot unscrews the lid and tosses a coin to Ray. He catches it and draws on it with a permanent marker.
You gotta promise me you're gonna stay in the shallow end, okay?
Okay.
Throw this one in the pool for me.
He hands the coin back.
And I'll come find it. Okay? Okay.
Sitting poolside, Elliot holds a quarter with a smiley face drawn on it. He sticks it to the chest of an action figure. He walks across the shallow end, then submerges himself in the toy. He floats underwater. A close view hovers over the jar of coins, which sits at the edge of the pool. Someone's shadow falls across the jar. Elliot sits at the bottom of the pool, playing with the action figure. A coin drops into the water and sinks. He turns and watches it land on the pool floor. He swims to the surface.
Hey, Dad!
He looks around the yard and finds no one. He heads to the side of the pool and sets his action figure down beside the jar. He puts on his goggles, then swims across the bottom of the pool toward the fallen coin. As he reaches the coin and picks it up, another drops into the water ahead of him. He dives toward the new coin, nearing the deep end of the pool. Another coin drops into the deepest end of the pool. It sinks to the bottom and lands on the drain grate. Elliot holds his nose as he swims toward the coin and grabs it.
Hello?
He glances up toward the surface. Through the rippling water, he spots Rebecca Summers standing on the edge of the pool looking in. He swims up.
I got him all in one breath.
He finds himself alone in the yard again. Confused, he lifts his goggles.
Izzy? It's not funny.
He heads to the side of the pool and sits on a submerged step.
Izzy?
He sets down the coins and goggles.
I know that's you. I'm keeping the money.
He pushes off the wall and swims out.
Okay. I'm going under.
He glances around, then dunks himself underwater. He rises to the surface below the diving board. Holding the edge of the pool coping, he looks around. The diving board shakes. He stares up at it. In an underwater view from below, a figure walks across the diving board. Elliot swims toward the end of the board. He grabs onto it and pulls himself up. Finding no one there, he drops back into the pool. Knitting his brow, The boy treads water in the deep end.
Hello?
He turns toward the skimmer box at the side of the pool.
Can you hear me?
He regards it with a nervous expression.
I need help.
He swims closer.
I'm looking for my mom.
Who are you?
My name is Rebecca Summers.
He approaches the inlet. His action figure floats within. He reaches into the box. He furrows his brow and leans further in. He pulls the toy out along with a mass of brown hair tangled around it. He removes the hair from his action figure. Out and grabs his wrist. Elliot pulls free and releases his toy. As he swims away, the figure inside the slot sinks down into the skimmer box. In the kitchen, Eve opens the fridge. As she shuts it, she finds Elliot standing nearby.
Mom?
They head outside.
Is someone out here?
She scans the backyard, then turns to her son.
Ellie, you sure?
Her name is Rebecca. She said she was looking for her mom.
Eve stares at the pool. She approaches it. In an underwater view looking up, the action figure floats face down on the water. Eve picks it up out of the pool, then walks off. In the kitchen, Ray makes a smoothie as Eve packs lunches.
It was probably just a kid who snuck over the gate, that's all. Anyway, we have a lock on it now, so...
I didn't see anyone out there.
Maybe he's pretending? Because he doesn't have any real friends yet? Remember he talked to that pet gecko or lizard or whatever?
He was 5.
Yeah, but he talked to him for months after he died.
He's going to make friends. He just takes some time.
I'm going to his practice later today. So... maybe that'll help, like, break the ice with the kids.
Yeah.
You should come, because he always plays better when you're there. He's more himself.
Eve glances to the other room where Elliot wears his baseball uniform.
Maybe we should have the team over. You know, for a cookout or something?
Yes, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a pool party. That's why I married you, because you're a genius. Invite your coworkers, friends, whoever. Just meet the Wallers, right?
Can I invite some friends?
Yes, invite whoever you want. It's a great idea. We should invite everybody you know. We're a welcoming fan. How many people even fit in the pool?
At practice, a broad-shouldered coach hits a ball.
All right, get in front of it. Good. Move around. There you go, in front of it, in front of it.
On the bleachers, Eve rubs sunscreen on Elliot's arms. Izzy sits nearby doing homework. The boy glances around anxiously.
You know what baseball is, right? It's a stick. A ball and a bunch of guys wearing long socks.
He smiles faintly.
It's play.
How come it's so easy for Dad and Izzy?
It's not. Everyone's scared of something. Izzy used to hate drop-off in kindergarten. Every day I'd wait outside until I saw her in the classroom window and she'd give me the signal. Show him, Izzy.
Izzy shakes her head. Eve taps her fists together.
Green light to swing.
Her son mimics her.
Come on. Hey, there he is. Hey, coach. Sorry I'm late.
Ray arrives.
Hey.
All right.
You got this.
Later.
Hey, boys. This is Elliot's dad. He's a former Brewers third baseman, and he's here to turn you into all-star hitters. You got this. You got this. Nice and easy.
Ray coaches batters at the plate.
Now you gotta follow through with the ball. Don't just, like, check swing. There you go.
Yes! Nice!
All right, line drive up the middle. There you go.
All right, move it around, move it around.
You're bent way over at the waist, right? And you turn up with your body. You don't hit it with your hands. You turn up with your body. All right.
There
good
you
job.
Go.
Way to get on top of it. Good job.
Oh, hey, Ray. That's my son, Ty. Yeah, keep an eye. He's got good mechanics.
Ty, let's see what you got.
A dark-haired boy hits the ball over second base.
Yes!
Good. Yeah, I got you, Dad.
Good job.
Thank you, Mr. Waller.
All right, are you ready?
Go, Ellie!
All right, let's go.
Hey, good luck out there, man. You got this.
There you go. Oof. Job time.
Eve gives Elliot the hand sign as he steps up to the plate. He plants his feet in the box.
All right, Elliot. Come on, you got this.
Got it, Elliot.
He hits the ball, and it bounces toward first base.
There you go. Nice. There you go. All right. Good job.
Yes,
all right,
Elliot.
That's what stepping into the ball does. You go after it, and you get it. Good job. Way to go. Drive to the other side of the field. Way to go. We'll work on it. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Ray, you want to take some? I mean, if you're up for it.
Ray glances to Eve.
Yeah?
Sure, Ray. Take a couple. It'll be fine.
All right. All right, get ready, boys. Get ready.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
He pulls a bat from his bag as Elliot heads for the dugout.
Take it easy on me. Haven't swung in a while.
He steps up to the plate. He swings at the coach's pitch and misses.
All right, hold on. Let me loosen up real quick.
Okay.
So let me.
Next one.
Yeah.
The coach picks up another ball. Ray grips the bat. He swings at the next pitch, missing again and falling on his hip. Everyone looks concerned.
Dad?
Ooh, you okay, boss?
He sits up.
Ooh. Ray, you okay?
I'm okay. I'm good. Let's keep going.
Okay?
I'm good.
Why don't you throw that again?
All right.
Ray stands and takes his batting stance. At home, ripples form on the surface of the pool water. At practice, Ray tightens his grip on the bat. The pool water stirs. Ray imagines himself in the stadium. Ripples of light dance over the pool drain. The coach throws the ball. In slow motion, Ray swings. The bat makes impact, splitting the seams on the baseball. The coach gazes upward. An outfielder runs, then gives up. Ray watches as the ball soars over the fence and into the overhead lights.
Oh my God.
Ray smirks. Looking concerned, Eve glances to Izzy. The team runs up to Ray and high-fives him. He gives a thumbs up to Elliot, who stands at the back of the group. Evening. At home, Ray floats face up in the pool. Faint clouds drift underneath the water. Eve approaches the back window and looks out. Later, she speaks to the kids by the stairs.
You know the deal. Stay in the house. Bed by 10. We'll be back after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me regret not getting a sitter.
Yeah, okay, I know.
Yeah. Ray, you ready? You gotta go.
Later, Elliot lies on the floor painting a headless action figure. Izzy walks by.
Hey, someone's coming over in a minute. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
It's for the swim team.
Okay.
She starts to walk off, then approaches him. She lies beside him on the rug and leans in close. Outside, Izzy and Ronan swim in the pool.
Marco.
Hola.
Marco.
Hola.
He tries to tag her, but she jumps away.
Marco.
Hola.
He turns around and dunks her underwater.
You're a cheater. You opened your eyes. Uh-huh.
I mean, you look great with your hair wet.
You're supposed to say polo. Marco. Fish out of water.
Nope.
Ronan dives down and glides away.
Marco! Come on, you have to say something back.
He climbs out of the pool.
Marco!
Izzy wanders through the pool with her eyes shut. Eyes still closed, she turns around. The pool light starts to flicker.
Marco?
Izzy floats as she enters the deep end.
Ronan, stop, please. Marco!
She slightly opens her eyes as a figure rises out of the water ahead of her.
Polo.
I hear you.
With her arms stretched out, Izzy swims toward the figure under the diving board.
Right there. Marco, come on. Come on.
As she nears them, the figure dives underwater.
Gotcha.
Izzy reaches out and slaps the surface. She opens her eyes and looks down. The underwater light flickers, revealing dark clouds rising below her. As she treads water, she sticks her face below the surface. Finding nothing, she raises her head. A gray-faced figure appears behind her. The creature dives down.
Ronan, you're dead.
Izzy dips into the water and swims after it. The pool light flickers as she descends into deep darkness. Izzy stops and floats in place. She looks up at the pale light above her, then down at the dark clouds below. A flurry of bubbles rises past her from the murky depths. A large bubble ascends, then pops, revealing the bloated, rotting face of the gray figure. The bloated figure emerges from the darkness and grabs her leg. She kicks out of the creature's grip and swims upward. Arm extended, the creature sinks into the darkness below. Izzy spots a pool-shaped patch of light far above her. She glides toward it through the cloudy water. The pool light flashes as she rises to the surface. Ronan treads water behind her.
Gotcha. Wait, why didn't you pull fish out of water? Izzy?
Oh, Izzy hurries to the edge of the pool and climbs out.
Izzy, you okay? Hey. Talk to me.
Something was down there. Something grabbed me.
Something grabbed
you? You're not down there?
Oh, look. It's okay. Look, I'm right here. I didn't see anything. You were only down there for a couple seconds.
Maybe your foot got stuck in the pool thing.
She glances up at him.
Did?
I don't know, maybe.
It's okay. Mary, it's okay. There's nothing there.
Izzy! Mom and Dad
are home! Shit. I didn't tell my parents you were coming over. I'm sorry. You gotta grab your stuff and get out the back gate.
Well, thanks for inviting me over.
He kisses her.
All right, I'll catch you on Saturday.
Saturday?
The pool party.
Oh.
Ronan runs off. Izzy turns and stares at the pool. As Ronan flees with his clothes in hand, she wears an unnerved expression.
The guy won't help me.
Daytime. A sign outside the house reads, Waller Family Pool Party. A balloon on the sign pops. Outside Izzy's room.
Izzy, I know something scared you last night. I saw the way you got out of the water.
Go away.
Tell me. Or I'm gonna tell Mom and Dad your boyfriend was here.
Izzy opens the door and glares at Elliot.
You saw something, didn't you?
No. My leg just got caught in the pool cleaner.
You're lying.
Shh.
I can tell.
Stop.
She pushes him into the hallway.
Things have been better since we moved here. I mean, Dad's healthier. Mom's happy. Do you want to freak them out just so we have to move again? What makes more sense? That the pool's helping us or that it's haunted?
What if it's both?
Hey, I'm back!
Keep your mouth shut.
Hey, where are you two?
No one's gonna believe us anyway.
Coming, Mom. I can help.
Eve comes up the stairs.
Everything okay?
She looks up at Elliot.
Yeah, Mom. Everything's fine.
At the pool party, a teenage boy cannonballs into the pool. In the garage, Elliot grabs Ray's camcorder. In the house, Eve enters the kitchen with the coach, a dark-haired woman, and his son, Ty. The woman carries a watermelon.
So nice to meet you guys.
And you really didn't have to bring that.
Are you kidding? You're hosting the entire neighborhood.
Thank you.
Is Mr. Waller here?
Oh, yeah, he's out back. You guys can go say hi.
The realtor enters with the balding man.
Oh, my God, the house looks great.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I made my jiggly rum cake.
Wow. But this is not for the kids. Okay, there's enough Captain Morgan in here to get Phil into his famous Bermuda G-string.
In the backyard, a man grills burgers and hot dogs. People play games. Kids play in the pool and Ray walks with the coach.
You seem to be doing a lot better, man.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody hit a ball that hard.
Tell my agent that when you see him. He used to ref Evan Longoria, Mark Teixeira. He reffed a lot of good people.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to tie to meet him.
Yeah, sure. Maybe I can get him to come to practice.
Ready? Go!
A muscular bald man walks into the pool. He glides into the water and swims past kids. On the pool coping, Izzy soaks her feet in the water and talks to two teenage girls.
Yeah, so he came over for a swim last night. It was cool. But he kissed me.
Shut up. No, he didn't.
I actually think it's better that he's Christian.
Really?
Yeah, it's like forbidden.
Ronan brings Izzy a drink.
You all right?
Yeah.
What?
We're gonna head up.
Both.
I'm good,
thanks. Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Ronan swims away. Izzy takes her feet out of the water. In the house, Elliot sets up a tripod and presses record on the camcorder, pointing it at the pool. In the kitchen, Eve slices the watermelon.
The kids must love the pool. Do you swim?
Oh, my dad was Navy. I was doing dive drills before I could walk. Oh. We should have seen her eyes light up when she saw this place. I can tell you're used to hosting. Well, we moved so much when Ray was playing. It's just nice to meet people you might actually know next year.
Well, you're gonna know us. This is an annual event, like it or not.
Startled, Eve looks up as two boys play chicken in the pool. She glances over at the realtor and the coach's dark-haired wife. Eve slowly continues slicing watermelon. At the pool, an overhead view shows a boy jumping off the diving board. Two girls swat each other with pool noodles. Ray looks around the backyard.
Hey, Al! Al! Where are you? Let's get in the pool!
Mr. Waller?
Hey. Ty approaches Ray.
Hey, Al!
Will you sign this for me? It took me like an hour to find it last night.
Ty hands Ray the baseball he hit at practice. Ray peels back a hanging strip of leather and smiles. He faces the pool, then looks back at Ty.
Yeah, of course.
Ray signs the ball with a marker.
Thank you so much.
He gives it back to Ty.
There you go. Now hold on to that.
I will.
It's gonna be worth someday.
Yeah.
Ty starts away.
Hey.
Ray grabs his shoulder.
Yeah?
He points to the pool.
Steroid Shrek over here thinks he owns the damn pool. Think we could take him?
In the house, Elliot watches Ray walk with Ty.
All right, we got this. Let's go, come on.
Ray descends into the water as Ty climbs onto his shoulders. They stagger toward the bald, muscular man, who also holds a boy on his shoulders.
Ready, big league?
In the kitchen. Eve watches the chicken fight through the window. Behind her, the realtor eats the gelatin rum cake.
You know, when we were fixing up the pool, they said it hadn't been used in probably 15 years, maybe longer. It's weird, right?
No, I don't know. Maybe they weren't pool people.
Looking nervous, the realtor takes another bite.
Kay?
Kay looks up and shakes her head.
Okay, you know what?
She sets her plate down.
You know, this is your new home, and I didn't want to say anything that would taint your feelings about this house.
Come on, we closed months ago. What is it?
In the pool, the chicken fight continues.
There you go. Lean forward a little bit.
Yeah, lean forward.
Your arm went down, Mikey.
I swear, I had no idea that this was the same house. Until my friend told me after you'd already moved in, and I was going to tell you, but you seemed so happy here, and I didn't want to put any poo in the pudding.
Eve glowers at Kay.
It's very possible that the people that lived here before, that they, you know, they liked the neighborhood and they wanted the good school district, but they didn't feel comfortable using the pool because of certain alleged events.
Alleged events?
I don't remember much about it. Just there were the stories about this little girl from Harold Holt. And she drowned here. And it was a tragedy. You know, I mean, I don't know why that would make someone not want to use a perfectly good swimming pool, but you know what? People are, they're superstitious, aren't they, really?
Was the little girl's name Rebecca?
Wait, how did you know that?
In the pool, Ty and the other boy grapple.
Come on, Ty.
Ray walks backward toward the deep end as their opponents push them back. Ty pushes the other boy off the bald man's shoulders.
Let's go!
Grimacing, Ray sinks deeper into the water.
All right, you let go now. Swallow.
Let go!
Fully submerged, Ray keeps his grip on Ty's legs. A burst of black fluid flows out of the drain and flows into Ray's nostrils and mouth. The fluid swirls around Ray's mouth, then begins to flow out of his eyes. Ty struggles to break out of Ray's grasp. Ray tightens his grip around Ty's legs. Ray walks backward into the deep end, pulling Ty underwater. The toy speedboat glides overhead as Ty struggles to loosen Ray's grip. Inside the house, Elliot watches through the camcorder as Ty flails in the water. Elliot runs off. In the backyard, the coach steps out.
Mom!
Hey, Ty!
He looks around the pool.
Ty! Babe, you seen Ty?
Mom!
In the kitchen. By the pool, the coach and his wife watch Ty squirm in the water.
Oh my God, Ty!
The coach jumps into the pool.
Ty!
Out of the way!
Eve and Elliot rush over as he lifts Ty out of the water. A young man helps pull him out.
What happened?
Help me! Someone help!
Ray sits at the bottom of the pool.
Someone call for help! Mom, look, it's dead!
Move! Ty, move. Breathe! I got him! Breathe!
Ty's legs bear red pressure marks.
What happened? What the hell happened?
The bald man sets Ray down, poolside. Eve performs chest compressions, then grabs Ray's head and leans against his face. Ray sits up.
Dad? Dad? Okay, yeah, it's okay. Hold on to my arm. It's okay. Okay,
let's get him inside.
Okay, one, two,
it's okay.
You're okay.
Dusk. In the trash-covered backyard, two medics tend to tie, while a police officer stands with Eve, the coach, and his wife.
Ty said he wouldn't let go.
No, coach, you know the disease attacks his nervous system. I mean, no, he nearly drowned, too.
We're not going to press charges, officer. We're fine. Eve, I don't think Ray should come to practice anymore.
The coach and his wife walk away.
Look, I'm so sorry.
Do you hear what he's saying? Don't come near our family again.
They help Ty off the porch and leave. Eve wanders away from the medics and stares at the pool. In the driveway, Izzy and Elliot sit in the family's SUV and watch Ray and Eve argue in the rain.
Come on, let's go.
Wait, stop.
Here,
stop. Guys, wait, where are we going?
I don't know, just not here. There's something wrong with that pool.
Eve, there's nothing wrong with the pool. The pool's fine. The pool's the greatest thing to ever happen to me.
Look, listen, honey, it would be different this time. It would be so different. We wouldn't have to make the same.
What are you talking about? You almost drowned today.
Ray looks at Izzy and Elliot.
That little boy almost drowned.
Ray wears a blank expression. In the SUV, Eve backs out of the driveway. Sitting in the passenger seat, Ray begins to cough. slams on the brakes.
Mom, do something!
I don't know what to do!
She slaps Ray on the back.
Please,
dark veins appear across his neck.
Oh, my God!
No, 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 he's stable now, but I've never seen him like this before.
In their bedroom, Ray sleeps.
It was like something was attacking him from the inside.
Look, I know these episodes are frightening. I can have him come in on Tuesday for another round of tests, but in the meantime, just let him rest and recover.
Eve stands by the bed and watches Ray. He slowly wakes up.
Eve, I'm sorry, I don't know what's happening.
It's okay.
I didn't mean to hurt that boy.
You don't have to talk. We'll just get you stable. We'll figure out what to do.
He takes her arm.
It's just one more time. It's just one more. I just need one more time. You can carry me into the pool. I just need to get him one more time.
Eve shakes him off. He looks at her and smiles faintly.
It's so cool in the deep water. So cool in the deep.
She regards him with a worried expression. In the backyard, she throws a garden hose into the pool with a pump attached. The other end of the hose sprays water into a storm drain. Fade to black. In her bedroom, Izzy drapes a blanket over Elliot, who sleeps on the floor. Eve opens the door.
I told him he could sleep here tonight.
Izzy sits on her bed. Eve steps in. Izzy fiddles with the baseball that bears a heart and a date written on it. Eve pats her back and sits next to her.
You know, your dad talks about being a bad and feeling this rush of strength when you were born. I was 22 in a hospital surrounded by strangers, and I felt totally alone. And I didn't think I could keep pushing. I didn't think I would be a good mom. And I just wanted to give up. And you must have felt how scared I was. Because suddenly, there you were. And I wasn't alone anymore.
Eve glances at Elliot sleeping on the floor. She scoots closer to Izzy and hugs her.
We're never alone if we have each other. I'm not gonna let anything bad happen to us, okay?
At her office, Eve searches Rebecca Summers in the student database.
Hi, Eve. I'm sorry your party ended on a sour note, but you give people time and they're gonna forget all about it.
Kay, it's not that. It's... Would you consider yourself an open-minded person?
Yeah, I like to think so. Why are you asking?
It wasn't just Rebecca. If you go back, there's more people who lived at the house who just went missing. I need to know what's going on.
Eve, I swear I told you everything I knew at the house. I don't know anything about this. Just tell me what I can do now.
Does the Summers family live nearby?
Eve talks on her phone beside the now empty pool. On her computer, she discovers old news stories of missing persons going back decades. In an aerial view, she drives across a bridge over a river. In an upscale neighborhood, she glances at her phone while driving past large homes. She drives through a gate and parks in front of a stately ivy-covered house. An elegant gray-haired woman with a breathing tube in her nose answers the door.
Hi. My name is Eve Waller. I tried to call you yesterday. I think my family lives in your old house with the pool.
Oh, yes. Come in.
She points at pictures as they walk.
That's Thomas, USAID ambassador in Washington. His work in Sudan saved thousands during the refugee crisis.
Your son?
Yeah. My pride and joy.
They enter a sunny room.
He's responsible for this beautiful home, though he doesn't visit as much as I'd like. This is about as far as I can make it, if you don't mind. Please.
They sit beside a small fountain. Mrs. Summers adjusts her oxygen.
I know this is strange, but I wanted to ask you about when you lived at the house.
Oh, what a special place. Tommy loved that pool. I could hardly get him out of the water.
Eve furrows her brow.
Did you have a daughter, too?
Mrs. Summers looks uneasy but smiles.
No, it's just Thomas and I. Oh, he writes the most wonderful letters. He's in Washington, doing so much good.
Eve glances away with a grave expression.
Mrs. Summers, I'm not here to upset you. But I don't know who else to talk to. My husband was sick, and we moved into the house, and he started getting better. And I think the pool made him better. But my kids have seen things. And so have I.
Mrs. Summers tilts her head slightly.
There's something bad in the water, isn't there?
The older woman regards Eve. She covers her mouth with a handkerchief.
What happened to your daughter? To Rebecca?
Mrs. Summers turns up the dial on her oxygen tank.
Please, I'm worried that the same thing is going to happen to my husband.
Mrs. Summers stands and approaches a side table. Eve watches the water fountain. The older woman pours herself a glass of water from a pitcher until the glass overflows. Wearing a haunted expression, she stares out the window.
Did you ever use a wishing well as a child? Throw a coin in the water and pray with all your heart. Some water is magic.
Dark tears fall from her eyes. She dabs them away with the handkerchief. Glimpses show a lake nestled in a forest.
Before there was a house or a pool, there was a spring in the ground. I don't know what's beneath the surface. Maybe no one does. But I know it gives us our deepest desires. The people then must have worshipped it when they found out what it could do. Temagami. The deep water.
Eve watches the rippling water in the fountain.
The well has a wish of its own. Once the water is woken, it will take a life. Someone has to pay so the water can keep giving the way it gave to me.
She turns back to Eve.
Tommy was so sick. And look at him now.
Eve looks toward Tommy's portrait, then stares up at Mrs. Summers.
Well, what happened to your daughter?
It was better with Rebecca. More humane for a child not to know what was coming.
In a flashback, Tommy wakes in his bedroom as Rebecca flails in the pool outside. He sits up in his hospital bed.
Becky!
He limps to his door.
Mom, Becky's outside!
The door gets locked from the outside. From her bedroom window, A younger Mrs. Summers stares into the backyard as black tears fall from her eyes.
The water used me as a vessel to do what must be done. Don't worry about your husband. He's the one who gets the wish. He gets his health. I got my son back. It'll be worth it. You'll see. Love requires sacrifice.
That's not love. It's not a sacrifice if you get something back. Rebecca asked where you were. She's still looking for you. You can still help us. There has to be some way to stop this.
Mrs. Summers looks horrified as she begins retching. She doubles over. Wide-eyed, Eve backs away. Dark gray liquid travels down the tube connecting Mrs. Summers to her oxygen tank. Eve looks at the fountain as the water ripples and turns dark. With black tears streaming down her face, Mrs. Summers slowly turns to Eve. She wears a wicked smile as dark mucus drips from her nose.
It'll be over soon. The water will sleep again.
Water spills from the fountain.
And someone else will find the house. Someone else who needs its help.
Eve grabs her bag off the wet floor and runs out. Driving away, she grabs her phone out of the bag. She shakes water off it, but it remains blank. She looks concerned and speeds up. At home, brown water rises from the pool drain. Standing in the shower, Ray convulses. Black veins extend over his body. He stands up straight. He wears a blank expression as his eyes go dark. Gray tears fall down his cheeks. Dark water circles the shower drain. Outside, the dirty water flows and begins to fill the pool. Nighttime. Izzy and Elliot's shadows appear on the frosted glass of the back door as they approach.
Thanks, Ronan. See you tomorrow.
Hey, Mom! Dad, we're home!
They enter the kitchen.
Mom? Dad, we're home.
At the sink, Elliot fills a glass with water.
She's not answering. I think Dad might be with her. I'm gonna go check the garage.
Izzy heads off. Elliot takes a sip of water. He looks into the glass. The surface of the water ripples. He looks up and sets the glass down.
Cider?
He grabs a key ring with a flashlight off the counter and heads outside.
Cider!
As he steps out, the glass of water starts to move.
Come here, Cider!
It slowly inches to the edge of the counter. Outside, Elliot shines the flashlight around the yard.
Come here, Cider!
He scans the yard, then approaches the pool. He passes the light over the surface of the water, but finds nothing. He spots a pink flamingo pool float in the deep end of the pool. The shadow of a cattail moves across it.
Cider?
Keeping the light on the pool float, Elliot walks around the edge of the pool. He sets the flashlight down on the end of the diving board, then climbs onto it. Clutching the sides of the board, Elliot crawls toward the pool float.
It's okay, buddy. I'm right here.
He nears the end of the diving board. As Elliot lies down on his stomach, the pool light briefly flashes on, then off. The crank for the cover turns on its own. He reaches out for the pink flamingo, inching forward as the pool cover continues unrolling. Inside, Izzy re-enters the kitchen. Outside, Elliot stretches over the water and grabs the flamingo.
Cider?
A haggard figure appears and punctures the flamingo with its claws. Elliot falls into the water and clutches the deflating pool float as he sinks. The cover rolls out over the pool. Izzy heads out to the backyard.
Elliot!
The glass falls off the counter. A jagged shard sticks up on the floor.
Elliot!
Outside, Izzy hurries to the cover crank and tries to stop it. She crouches, turning the crank backwards. She loses her grip and it spins. Eve arrives and stops it.
Mom! Izzy, help me, come on.
Okay.
They both grab the handle and try to retract the pool cover. They get it partway across the pool, and Eve stomps on the handle, breaking it.
Down there, all I do is let
go in the house. Call for help.
Okay, go.
Okay, I'm going.
She jumps in as Izzy flees. Eve scans the darkened pool, then swims back up. Izzy runs inside.
Dad!
She slips and lands on the broken glass. Outside, Eve dives back into the water. The pink flamingo sits at the bottom of the pool, covering the drain. Eve swims toward it. She yanks it aside, revealing a dark abyss. Looking shocked, she heads back to the surface. She climbs out and approaches the hose. She unscrews it from the faucet. Tying one end to the diving board base, she grabs the flashlight Elliot left behind. Holding the other end, she dives back in. Inside, Izzy looks at the shard in her palm. She slowly pulls it out. She grabs a dish towel off the counter. Biting her lower lip, she presses it into her wounded hand. She looks up. Her eyes dart around. She glances over her shoulder. She turns forward and stands. Still clutching the towel, she heads into the hallway.
Dad?
She makes her way through the darkened house. She turns.
Dad!
There you are.
Ray stands in shadow.
I've been looking for you, Ed.
Holding his cane, he steps forward.
What's the matter?
She looks down at water running along the floor. She looks up to find her father gone. She glances to the empty living room.
Okay, I'm calling for help.
She dials a number with bloody fingers.
Don't do that!
Ray smacks the phone out of her hand and throws her to the floor. In the pool, Eve dives into the deep darkness. The hose pulls taut on the diving board. Eve stops and breathes into the other end. She lets it go and continues downward. Inside the house, Izzy backs across the floor as Ray approaches.
I know you want me to get better. You understand, don't you?
We have to get help.
Baby, we already got help.
Dark veins spread across his face.
Life is too hard for Elliot. It's better this way.
She stands and runs off, but he grabs her by the hair. Pulling her along, he heads through the house. Izzy breaks free, but slams into the wall behind her. Ray holds a clump of her hair as she runs off.
Marco!
Shining the flashlight ahead of her, Eve descends farther into the depths. The light streaks through the darkness, revealing Elliot floating below her. She dives toward her son. Eve shakes him, but he remains unresponsive. She grabs him in one arm and starts swimming back up. Brief flashes of light show figures in the water around them. A snarling creature surges toward them. The bloated figure appears behind her. Eve kicks and flails. Creatures surround them and grab at her legs. She drops the flashlight keyring. In the house, Izzy runs across the garage to the door. Outside, the garage door shutters. Inside, Izzy ducks between a pile of boxes and a shelf of baseball memorabilia. She peeks out from her hiding spot and looks toward the door to the house.
Marco.
Pale blue light flickers across the room. The TV turns on, showing Ray's player statistics on the big screen at a baseball stadium. Izzy peers between the boxes. As Ray swings the bat, the signal cuts out. Izzy stands and glances around.
You're supposed to say polo!
She flees from her father. In the abyss, Eve carries Elliot as she swims away from the creatures. She stops and looks around, finding only frothing water and air bubbles surrounding her. As she frantically scans the dark water, she spots Rebecca. The girl shakes her head and holds out a hand. Rebecca nods, and Eve glances at Elliot. She turns back to Rebecca. The girl opens her closed fist, and the smiley-faced quarter floats out of her palm. They watch it rise. As they remain floating, a rotating view gently turns until they appear upside down. The quarter floats below them. Eve looks away from the direction of the coin and spots the faint light of the pool in the distance. As the creatures close in, Eve flips herself around and swims toward the rectangle of light. The pool light flickers as she rushes upward. She surfaces, holding Elliot, and grabs the hose. She swims to the side of the pool. Inside the house, Ray leaves the garage.
Why don't you stay here, and it'll all be over soon.
Izzy rises from her hiding spot and looks around. She grabs Ray's trophy bat from its perch on the wall. Outside, Eve lays Elliot on the ground. She shakes him, and he stares off lifelessly.
Harry.
She puts her ear to his mouth.
Come on, Harry.
She performs chest compressions.
Come on.
Ray stands behind her.
It's too late.
She looks back at him.
Love requires sacrifice.
Ray.
She stands.
Hurry, please. Please, we need to get him to a hospital, Ray. He needs your help. Look at him.
Ray chokes her and lifts her off the ground. Dark water stains his eyes. She dangles in his grip.
The water chose him. He loves the pool. Elliot will always be here. He'll always be here.
Eve taps her fists. Izzy swings at Ray's leg with the bat, and he falls, dropping Eve. He coughs up dark water, then gets to his knees, facing Izzy. She hits him in the chest, and he collapses. Cut to black. Quick flashes show memories of Ray bonding with his family.
Dad. Something has you. You have to fight it.
It's going to take sacrifice, but you can have a good life together.
I just need to know that you want that too.
Please come back.
I want that too.
Elliot needs you.
In the backyard, Ray looks at Eve.
Ray, come back. Come back.
He coughs out more water. He stares up at Eve and Izzy, who tremble and watch him with frightened expressions. Darting his eyes around, he looks dazed. Izzy lowers the bat.
It's me. I'm so sorry.
Mom!
Is he okay?
He's breathing. We gotta get him out of here.
Ray slowly gets up while Eve and Izzy carry off Elliot.
Dad, come on, let's go.
Ray turns to the pool and watches dark, cloudy water rise from the drain. The light flashes on and off as cloudy tendrils reach across the water. On the ground, Elliot squirms in pain.
Dad? Oh my God. Oh! Oh!
Oh! Elliot.
Oh, it's the water. It's not gonna let him leave. Ray, it's getting worse.
Someone has to pay.
Elliot retches as Eve and Izzy hold him. Ray studies his bloody hand, which bears his previously healed wound. He turns to the pool. Izzy looks up as her father wades into the water.
Dad?
Ray looks back at them with a solemn expression.
Dad, where are you going?
Don't look back.
He moves farther into the deep end.
Ray! Dad! Dad!
Ray submerges himself and swims the breaststroke toward the dark cloud at the end of the pool. An eerie orange glow comes from within the churning water as Ray swims deeper. The dark cloud envelops Ray, and he disappears within. Out on the ground, Elliot coughs up the dark water.
Where's Dad?
Eve and Izzy hug Elliot. The pool light flashes back on, revealing empty, clear water. Eve kisses Izzy's head. In a high view above the diving board, the water ripples gently through the pool. Cut to black. Daytime. Clouds drift through a sunny sky, and leaves rustle in the trees. The garage door stands open with the family's SUV sitting in the driveway. On the camcorder, a video plays of Ray in the backyard.
Eve, kids. I don't know what's going to come of all this, but I just feel like I still got something to prove. You know, and I want to make you proud.
In the drained pool, Eve picks up something.
Baseball's always just come easy to me. And the other stuff, not so much.
In the backyard, Izzy crosses her arms.
So?
She stands with a grim expression.
I guess I just wish I knew a better way to let you know how much you mean to me.
Ray walks toward the camera.
Love you.
The video ends on him smiling. On the front porch, Elliot watches the video. In the backyard, he stands by the empty pool with Eve and Izzy.
This yours?
Eve hands him the quarter with the smiley face.
You know, we could still sell the house. I mean, we could go anywhere.
But then it's gonna happen to someone else, isn't it?
Dad wouldn't want that.
Eve turns to Izzy and smiles. They look up and Eve nods as a construction vehicle drives toward the pool with a bucket of dirt on its boom. Eve, Izzy, and Elliot wear somber expressions as the vehicle dumps dirt into the pool. Cut to black. In darkness, bubbles rise. In red letters, a title ripples. Night Swim. Credits appear. Directed by Bryce McGuire. Screenplay by Bryce McGuire. Screen story by Bryce McGuire and Rod Blackhurst. Based on the short film by Rod Blackhurst and Bryce McGuire. Produced by Jason Blum. Produced by James Wan, PGA. Executive producer, Ryan Turek. Executive producers, Michael Clear, Judson Scott. Director of photography, Charlie Seroff. Production designer, Hillary Gertler. Edited by Jeff McAvoy. Costume designer, Christy Wittenborn. Music by Mark Corvin. Music supervisor, John Bissell. VFX supervisor, Melissa Brockman. Co-producer, James Moran. Casting by Terry Taylor, CSA. Sarah Domeyer Lindo, CSA. Wyatt Russell. Carrie Condon. Amelie Hoferle. Gavin Warren. Jody Long. Nancy Lenahan. Eddie Martinez. Ben Sinclair. Credits roll. Co-producer, Jennifer Scudder Trent. Unit production manager, line producer, Scott Putman. First assistant director, James Moran. Second assistant director, Phil DeSanti. Cast, Wyatt Russell as Ray Waller. Carrie Condon as Eve Waller. Amelie Hoferle as Izzy Waller. Gavin Warren as Elliot Waller. Jody Long as Lucy Summers. Nancy Lenahan as Kay. Eddie Martinez as Coach E. Elijah Roberts as Ronan. Ranuma Pantaki as Dr. Sridhar. Ben Sinclair as Pool Tech. Ellie Ariza as Angel. Ayazan Dalabayeva as Rebecca. Josiah Laganoy as Tommy. Avon Alexander Utapa as Ty. Liz Parkinson as Bony Woman. Michael Avery as Bloated Man. Eleanor T. Threat as Tommy's Nurse. Bianca Diezmo as Teen Girl Number 1. Paige Van Connet as Teen Girl Number 2. Alton Williams as Big Dad's Kid. Dave Reeves as Big Dad. Gray Walker as Chicken Playing Kid. Mark Healy as Chicken Playing Dad. Alex and Bell as Cider. Songs. The Swimming Song, written by Loudon Wainwright, performed by Loudon Wainwright III. You've Got Another Thing Coming, written by Glenn Tipton, Rob Halford, and K.K. Downing, performed by Judas Priest. Ain't Yours, written by Lamont N. Duvernay and Charles Darnell Gilbert Knight. One Day in the Sun, written by Colin Evan Stetson, performed by Colin Stetson. Break, written by Lee Gaze, Mike Lewis, Richard Oliver, Stuart Richardson, and Jeff Rickley, performed by No Devotion. Cellar, written by Natalie Liu and Jackson James Phillips, performed by Sea Lemon. Are You Ready? Written by Howard McLeod, Cleveland Walker, and Owen Wisden. Performed by Rokodo. Backwards Hat, Pool Party Version. Written by Team Callahan. Performed by Team Callahan. Rock and Roll Made a Man Out of Me. Written by David Philip Henserling. Performed by David Philip Henserling. Throw a Little Color on It. Written by Matt Lipkins and Stefan Adam Litronik. Performed by Liddy. Yellow Fever. Written by Joseph Bouchen, performed by Harmonica Lewinsky. Take Me Out to the Ball Game, written by Jack Norworth and Albert von Tilzer, performed by Harry Edwards. Swim 3000, written by Joseph Bouchen, performed by Tario. Deeper, written by Colton Davey, Kelly Davey, and Bryce McGuire, performed by Even Beyond, Even Beyond. Copyright 2024 Universal Studios. All rights reserved. Animated Universal Studios logo. Copyright 2013 Universal Studios. Universal Studios is the author of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. The characters and events depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Universal Pictures. Read by Michael Bove. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org. Night Swim.